I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It may have been last week we had George Rosenthal on from ThrottleNet. So we never seem to have enough time with George. And
true.
Actually, one of the topics that we were primarily supposed to talk to him about, we kind of saved for the end and then we ran out of time. So I wanted to revisit that. But in an effort to maybe bury that topic again, as I welcome George into the show, I want to talk about the government buying a stake in Intel as well. Hi, George. How are you this afternoon?
Good, good. So good to talk to you guys again.
Before we get to Blue Sky, can you what would you say about the whole Intel deal? I haven't really dug into this and what this is all about.
Well, I mean, it's all based on the fact that most of the chips that we use for every single thing in our lives now is made in Taiwan. And that's a very scary thing if Taiwan's supply ever goes away, if China ever takes over. Here we are stuck with maybe a couple to three manufacturers in the United States that can make microchips, which is a serious problem, considering everything you do from a hearing aid to you know what is made with microchips. So it's important that we do bring back manufacturing of microchips and really extremely powerful ones for AI back to the United States. And then what they're doing here is they took a grant, two grants. One of them is $5.7 billion for the CHIPS Act, which is meant for microchips. So it was actually meant for this. It gets a little hairy here in a second, but they took a total of $8.9 billion in grants and then purchased 10% of the company Intel. Now, in order for Intel, you know, they've been struggling a lot. And so for them to really get back on their feet to the capabilities of NVIDIA and all the other microchip manufacturers in Taiwan, it's going to need another $20 billion in investment in order to get to their, that you know, the level that they need to be at. But, you know, this is the government saying, hey, here's the grants we put out there for people to use. But instead of waiting for these grants to get divvied up, we're just going to go ahead and put $8.9 billion into one company to really boost and kind of give a thrust behind it to get this thing started so we can start manufacturing extremely powerful chips here in the United States.
But I get, the other part of this that was of interest is that they're, the way that they just, you know, I'm always, you know, suspicious of the legacy media, but in the New York Times, they said Mr. Trump also extracted a pledge from chip makers, including NVIDIA, to give the government 15% of their revenue from selling powerful computer chips to China, an idea that lawyers in the Commerce Department are trying to figure out how to legally carry out. But it sounds like a good deal, right?
It does. It does. And I know that the goal behind all of that is to keep China from getting the most powerful AI chips that are out there. And right now, NVIDIA is the manufacturer of those. So that's why they're doing that, is to say, look, we're going to take 15% of the deal if you're going to start selling these big chips to China, in hopes that it will sway them to keep it here in the United States and sell them here in the United States. I mean, Apple, all of the Apple chips are made in Taiwan. So something's going to, we have to get chip manufacturing back. Now, the other critics will say, you know, the government shouldn't be taking over a 10% share of a publicly held company,
right,
because that
right.
can cause all kinds of slippery slope issues of government taking over companies later on. So that's the, you know, that's kind of the problem here. But the main crux of the issue is solving the national security problem of making sure we can manufacture our own microchips and not have 5,000 Ford F-150s stuck in the desert because there was a chip shortage back during COVID. So those are things that we never want to see, and it could hinder national security when it comes to defense.
Understandably so. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so let's talk about Blue Sky here just a little bit. When we started talking about this a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, I feel like I was early in on Twitter when I found out about it. It was 2008 when I joined Twitter. We had a St. Louis guy, Jack Dorsey, who is the co-founder of that. I certainly have been on Facebook for a while. I don't do a lot on Facebook outside of pictures of the bunny and my grandson. And then I did post the interview that I did with Monica Adams this morning on my Facebook page. But I've always been intimidated to go into other social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly Twitter. So I hear about some of these other things. I get worried about it because how do you build up your followers and et cetera, et cetera. But you were saying that Blue Sky is a little different because there's a way to transfer the followers that you have from other platforms?
So this is something I was misunderstanding. Right now, that the tool is not built in natively into the app. There are one thing that Blue Sky is unique in that their protocol that they built the system on, the thing that the core of what runs it is called the AT protocol. And the AT protocol is an open sourced protocol. So what that means is third party developers can build tools that you can then install and use on your account within Blue Sky. So it is going to drastically change social media, but the main goal of their protocol is to make sure that posts that you make on Blue Sky are open sourced and can go across platforms, so you're not having to make the same post all over the place. And the same posts that are on Facebook, Insta, and so forth can also be transferred back to your Blue Sky account. As far as the followers go, it's very hard, and I thought it was very easy when I did a lot of research on it.
Not as
easy. I found that it's very hard to bring your followers over, but all of the other users that you are following are very easy to bring over using an extension through Google Chrome. And that's called Sky Follower Bridge.
Right, but that doesn't really solve the problem. That's why I'm always, I never went to Truth Social. And, you know, when I hear about some of these other formats, it's difficult to see how you would build momentum with followers and get the appeal that you would have on the platform you already have followers. For example, like one of the things that I hear you describing is when I do like Instagram stories because I'll put up something, a video from maybe one of the animals or something that we're doing here in the studio. George Gray was here last week. There was a post that I used. But
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When you do that, you know, there's a button you can press so it goes to Facebook's version of stories as well. Or I think you can do the same thing even on an Instagram post. You can make sure that it is posted on Facebook. So, you want as much ease of use as possible. But my point, I guess, on Blue Sky is, do I really need another, application like this? I guess a lot of people drift over to it because they didn't like the politics of Elon or something like that. Isn't that what kind of spurred interest?
Well, here's the thing. So it's such a competitive atmosphere that they're trying every little thing to get you to come over. One of the things that they've really done actually really well is the ability for you to change the way that your feed is. So when you're scrolling through your wall there and you're looking at all the different posts of the people you follow, or you get stupid ads that pop up all the time. They have removed that. So that right now there are no more ads as of February of 24. And while you're scrolling through, if you don't like the way the feed is, you can actually go and change the algorithm yourself. Very, very simply, and change the what feed you have. They also, you know how with X you have to do this validated user thing where you get the blue badge and you have to pay some money to validate that it's really you and
right.
not a bot?
Yeah.
They have made it so that you can have a domain name. So let's say you have a company, a .com address, or maybe you have a personal website. You can tie that to your user account at Blue Sky to verify that you're really you and not a bot. They're trying all these other things, you know, from, you know, direct messaging, of course, being able to post videos 3 minutes or more. They're trying to be as competitive as they can. I think the biggest thing that's going to end up coming from this is the AT protocol. And an interesting thing will be was do the other social media platforms allow cross-platform posts, meaning I can make one post and send it to Blue Sky, and it goes everywhere. Remember, Facebook owns Instagram. So if you do anything on Instagram, it's easy to go back and repost it to Facebook. But again, I do agree with you 100%. The hardest part of all of it is the followers. You spend all that, you know, maybe it's money advertising if you're a business. You spend all that time getting good content. You build up your follower base. And now you see a greener grass on the
hard.
Other side with a new product. And you lose years worth of work. So...
Yeah.
That is something everybody's going to have to overcome. But if you're worried about losing the people you follow within X, that's something you can bring straight over to Blue Sky. And it's the actual following people that you're, you know, the content that shows up on your wall.
George, can I share some breaking news with you that I'm sure that you're going to be enthralled with? And Sue,
oh boy.
I
yes.
telegraphed this a little earlier in the show. It was funny because I heard Marcus Lemonis on Fox earlier today, you know, talking about this Cracker Barrel thing. I'm still fascinated by the whole Cracker Barrel and how this became an issue because it seems like it's way overdone. But what he predicted, remember, Sue, I said this, he predicted that they would do a flip and go back to the old logo.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Seriously?
Yes.
Hey,
yes, they have
right.
they have gone back. The story is breaking all over Blue Sky and Twitter and whatever else right now. Cracker Barrel has listened
Yay.
To President Trump's suggestion. They switched back to their original logo, which, by the way, if this was the plan all along, brilliant marketing. Maybe
Absolutely.
That's what it was because I've said
genius.
This. There's been more discussion of Cracker Barrel on the planet than ever in the world's history. So I guess I didn't, you know, I was in the camp that thought, who really? This you're going to make a big deal out of the, you know, the barrel and the old dude sitting there on the chair? Well, apparently people did. And they didn't like it. And I know there's more to it with the rebranding and the restaurants are going to look different. But boy,
yeah.
this didn't take long to flip around, did it?
Wow.
No, it didn't. But, you know, don't be messing with our Cracker Barrel, man. That is something that's tradition. You go into that store, you feel like you're back in the 1980s and 90s. It's the nostalgia of it. And then they started showing mock-ups of painting it this vanilla white and yellow walls. And I'm going, no, quit messing with our Cracker Barrel. Leave that alone. That's one piece of culture in Americana we got to keep.
Here's
they went back to the logo.
Listen to this. This is Harry Enten on CNN.
Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, so no more. And, you know, when Lemonis was this guy, and he's involved, I think, with Bed Bath & Beyond, and he's the guy that sent the memo to California saying, look, there's too much crap out here. We can't deal with, you know, opening retail stores, so we're not going to do it in California. But what he said was he heaped praise on this young marketing executive, said she's very, very smart. I think he knew her a little bit, and I don't know if he had inside information, but he was pretty definitive in his prediction. He goes, they're going to flip this around, maybe even today. So I don't know if there was insider information, but in fact, they appeared to have done what the country has demanded here this afternoon, George. So
good
for Cracker Barrel,
That's
right?
Great.
That's right. All right.
I appreciate it. I'm glad they did it.
Happy to break the story with you live here on 97.1 FM Talk. George Rosenthal, always great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks so take much. Care. Always great talking to you
all
guys.
All right, we'll see you. How about that, Sue? That did not take long
wow.
at all. Wow, is right. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else on here that's new. No, I think they just did a flip-flop. And it's Chris.
What does it say? Is it like an official story that says, here's what?
Yeah, here's the company statement. That's what I was looking for. Brett Baer just... tweeted this out. Cracker Barrel is going back to the old logo. Company statement. We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen and we have. Our new logo is going away and our old timer will remain. At Cracker Barrel, it's always been and always will be about serving up delicious food warm welcomes, and the kind of country hospitality that feels like a family. As a proud American institution, our 70,000 hardworking employees look forward to welcoming you to our table soon. I'll be very curious to see how much business, because I think they're going to get a lot of business out of this now that they've flipped it back.
Probably.
But that's fact. These marketing stories are so fascinating, aren't they? From everything with Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light. And you do make mistakes every once in a while. Just ask Coca-Cola from the 1980s, right?
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.